Oh, geez. What time is it? 9? Not bad. It's still so dark outside. I thought we slept in till like 11. It's the weather, I guess. It's snowing. No sun. Cloudy. Makes me a bit lazy to get up. You have it too? Then let's be lazy for a little longer. I can't believe a whole year passed by again. It's like yesterday I remember our last Christmas. I love this time. Dressing up the tree, decorating it, cooking and prepping meals you wouldn't normally. Spending time with family, opening gifts. The only thing I don't like is the cleaning part, but... You know, I'm not one to shy away from housework, but it's a whole different ballgame during this time. I'm talking about windows, floors, shifting furniture to get access to other unused parts of the room. It's a lot of work, especially in this big house. Luckily, I have someone who will help me with that, though, right? Of course I'm talking about you. No, it is necessary. This is how I was raised. I don't see our Christmas any differently. Here, just cuddle with me. We can talk about this later. I love this quiet, don't you? Feels like time slows down when it snows like this. Do you remember the first time we decorated this tree together? I swear, untangling those lights was an adventure. Hey, pass me that photo album from last Christmas. Look at this. The snowman we built. It was a masterpiece. Remember how your grandma's recipe went wrong last year? We laughed for days. Promise me we'll make her recipe again this year, even if it ends up a mess. Nothing beats these moments. Just you and me. No rush. Can we stay like this forever? Or remember when the power went out that one Christmas Eve? We ended up telling stories by candlelight. Those were the best stories, weren't they? I still can't believe how quickly time flies. Feels like just yesterday we were planning our first Christmas together. Do you ever think about what the future holds for us during these moments? I hope no matter what happens, we'll always have these memories to cherish. It's funny how a snowy day like this can make everything feel so magical. Let's make a promise to keep these traditions alive, no matter where life takes us. You make every moment feel special, especially during the holidays. I'm grateful for you, you know that? Remember when we first met? You seemed a bit lost, but it was endearing. I've always admired how you trust me to take care of things. You've got this way of letting me lead, making me feel needed. I feel like everything I do, it's going to be worth it. I can't express enough how perfect you are to me. I've been searching for somebody like you all my life. Most boys aren't like you. They want to take control, do whatever they want. They rarely want to settle down or talk about the serious things in life. From the minute I saw you, though, I just knew. I knew I had to have you. I could tell you were the good boy I was looking for. When we first talked, even more things revealed to me. I was like under a spell. And nothing changed. I'm still just as obsessed with you now. I'll never let you go. You know what I'm thinking about? Breakfast. Why don't you cook something for me? I don't know. I like to be surprised. Think of something. Eggs? I like them too. But I think you can do much better than that. No. Come on, get up. Like I said, I want you to surprise me. I want you to prepare a nice, special holiday meal for both of us. I went to the store yesterday, so the fridge is full. Therefore, you can be very creative. Okay, I'll be waiting for you here. Well, that smells delicious. Oh, wow. And it looks even better. Looks like you really outdid yourself with this one. You know, watching you in the kitchen, it's like seeing an artist at work. You have this way of turning ordinary ingredients into something extraordinary. It's one of the many things I adore about you. This tastes amazing. You know, I usually think I know what to expect, but you always manage to surprise me, even when I think I know. Your creativity never fails to impress. Yes, I know I'm talking about food, but seriously, this is fantastic. I'm so proud of you. After all, I've kind of set you up by leaving it up to you and not giving you any suggestions. Remember that time you tried to make that fancy dessert and ended up with a caramelized mess? We laughed so hard. It was a disaster. A delicious disaster, though. Oh, and here's my favorite tea, too. Thank you. Come here. Get under the blanket with me again. It's much warmer here. By the way, I was waiting with this, but I already have a present for you. What? No, you cannot see. You have to wait. Tradition, you forgot? No. I knew if I told you, you would keep asking. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's something you will be very happy with. I'm sure of it. Don't ask me what size it is, what genre it is. No, I won't give you any clues. Just wanted to let you know that I already took care of you. What about me? Do you have a gift for me already? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know what it is. Let's be fair. I'm not telling you, you're not telling me. It's supposed to be a surprise. Let's not ruin it for each other. You appreciate things much more when you don't know you're going to get them. Well, actually, there's one thing you are going to receive today. Well, it's a gift for the both of us, really. Maybe even more for me than you when I think about it. But more on that later. For now, let's just focus on the present. No pun intended. Look how much I've consumed already. And then look at your plate. Come on, let's enjoy this meal. I cherish these moments, especially the simpler ones like this. Just the two of us. No distractions. It's these quiet times that remind me how lucky I am. As are you, too. I mean, can you fathom it? Us never meeting. Things being like they used to be. I couldn't imagine my life again without my good boy next to me. Serving me, loving me, being so loyal and obedient. I remember when you first called me Mommy. At first, it was hilarious, but then it actually not only made sense, but felt good too. 'Cause that's what I am for you, isn't it? I always take care of you, just like a mommy would. I'll always be your mommy. I appreciate the title. I know a lot of girls your age wouldn't find that pleasing, or even fun at all. They're barely women, though. We gotta give them a break, right? Because it's not about being legal. It's about the maturity. Maturity that comes with experience. Real life experience. A woman like me has lived through many summers and winters. I've seen lots of things. I've seen the cruel and the cool. I've seen the stupid and smart. I simply know what it is, which is also probably what makes you so attached, isn't it? Yeah, a grown woman has that magic. It's like a mean spell. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And with time, you only want to see more. And more. And more. And when on top of that, she's as caring and nurturing as me. You just lose it. You lose your mind. Am I right? But don't get me wrong. You're doing the exact same to me. So much so that I'm ready to stop what I'm doing and just do something bad. Naughty things to you. You know what kind of things I'm talking about, right? I bet you do. All right, put that plate down. Leave it there for a second. Shh. I know you're nervous. You're always nervous when we... But don't worry. Mommy will take very good care of you. You wanted to learn about the gift I prepared for you today after all, right? So then, lay back on this bed, and let's get to unwrapping it. First, I have two quite big presents for you. I know they're some of your favorites. There, here's the first two. You just love those big titties, huh? Those big, juicy mommy titties. When I squeeze them like this, and pull on my hard, milky nipples. Oh, yeah, you love it. All the good boys love it. Hold on, that's not all. I have two more. Or four, actually. I just have to turn around and... That's right. Look at this big fat ass. It's perfect, isn't it? Two beautiful cheeks that can be grabbed, spanked, caressed, and even used to spread my pretty little holes for you. Fuck, look at my finger. My pussy is so wet, I barely touched it. Look how wet my finger is already. You want a taste, don't you? Here, taste mommy. Suck on my finger. Fuck yeah, look at you. Such a good boy for me. Good boy for mommy. Does it taste better than the food? I want you to take a look at my sweet little butthole, too. It's not any worse, is it? I know you love it. You love every part of mommy's body. Don't you? Say it. Say you love every part of me. Say you want to worship every inch of me. That's it. I know, baby. I know. You'll get your chance one day. I'll let you use your tongue to satisfy that hunger. You'll get to worship my big tits, my big ass, my pussy. Just not today. No, today, I'm just going to get on top of you. Like this. Pull your aching dick out and stick it inside of me. Ah, fuck, that's it. And now, mommy's gonna use you hard. However she wants, you understand? Good boy, give me those wrists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, that's it, baby. Let me bounce on it. Let mommy milk that perfect cock. You can't do anything about it. You must take it. Ah, yeah. Ah. Oh. You like that, don't you? Oh, the fact that even if you wanted to, you couldn't free yourself. Oh, I like it too. It's kinky. Kinky and fucking hot. Yeah. Oh, shit. God. Oh, keep looking at me like that. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me. Oh. Come on. I'll count from 10, okay? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. Oh my God, here it comes. Come with me. Come inside of mommy. Fuck. 1. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Did you enjoy your gift? Oh, okay now. Let's rest a little more. And then we seriously need to get up. It's almost 10 a.m. Come here. Let's cuddle. You can suck on my nipples too if you like. I know how much you've been waiting for it. My good boy. There you go, baby. There you go.